He's in Calgary right now, actually. So he's busy with that. He has his own tournament. So hopefully he can get a win and I can get a win and have a funk duo there.
Well, tell us a little bit about your day, your round, and how you've adapted to Rich Harvest Farms here.
Yeah. Well, first off, it's a beautiful course. It's a lot of fun playing out here. There's some tricks, too, that you have to learn. Miss it on the right side. But today could have been really low. I mean, I shot 500, but it could have easily been 8 or 9 or even 10. Gave away a few early on the front nine, which is my back nine, or the back nine, which was my front nine. But really bounced back well on my back nine and had four birdies coming in. So I played solid and left a couple out there, but it was a really good round.
Was any particular hole, putt, shot key to your round today?
I hit a great 5-iron on 11 and made the putt for eagle about 10, 12 feet up the hill. So, I mean, that kind of jump-started my round, 300 through 2, which is always good. But birdieing the two par 3s on my backside, which was the front, was big. Those are hard holes, and hitting two quality shots into there was fun.
How much look at tomorrow a little differently. It's 36 holes. And yeah. Second, you don't have to finish first. You just have to finish in the top 16. How do you go?
Well, obviously, winning the stroke play would be great. I mean, that's first goal, but and top 16. But I played 36 holes in U.S. Open qualifier. And really learned a lot from that because you really have to conserve your energy for that second 18. I mean, I was running on fumes when I was playing in that just because I was hitting drives hard early in the round or something like that. And I learned from that I just have to either swing easy, take a little more club early in the round, just keep my energy up. And my game's plenty good, and then I can keep it going.
So we will see you at Olympia Fields in 2 weeks?
I wish. I missed the AM qualifier, so I won't be there. Sore subject.
Okay.
But no, it's fine. I was playing poorly when I played in the qualifier and kind of figured something out actually the next day, which has jump-started the rest of my summer.
Was it how long after the qualifier was the Southern AM?
Well, I went from the qualifier to the Players' AM, and I actually played really well at the Players' AM, and I finished like 12 over my last two holes the last 3 days. So it didn't look like I played well, but I did. And then the week after that was the Southern AM. And I just carried that over and played well there and got the W. And then last week I struggled at the Porter Cup, but I knew my game was close and it's paid off this week.
Where did they play the Southern AM?
This year it was at Old Waverly. It moves around though. Yeah.
Now I'm looking at your Texas Longhorn shirt. You're part of the Longhorn
team. I am. Yeah.
And there's a few other Longhorns out here.
Right. Yeah.
So is there a little competition going on, including one of your members? I think he's the defending champ here. So.
Yeah. Well, Bo and Doug. Doug won the stroke play last year, and Bo won it all. So I think I'm one of six that's here right now, and I think Doug and Scotty and Tamir unfortunately might miss the cut. Bo and Gavin and I are hopefully all going to finish top 16 and battle it out. It'll be fun.
How much is your swing like your dad's?
It's not.
Is it conscious or just work out?
No, I mean, it's some of my mannerisms I've heard are similar, but my swing is not the same at all. Mine's more upright, and I hit it much further, which is good because he doesn't hit it anywhere. But but it's not like my swing's not like his. But.
How did he get you going? I mean, son of a touring pro is not always you want to do it. You know.
Well, he didn't push me, which was great. I mean, he just said, "Do what you love to do, have fun." I played baseball until I was 12, and then kind of picked up golf and just kind of took it off from there. I wasn't even very good at golf in high school at all until about my junior year, and then I grew 9 inches my first 2 years of high school, and it just kind of changed my whole swing. So once I stopped growing, my swing kind of filled in a little bit, and I love the game, and I enjoy playing and practicing every day.
Is he your teacher, or did he hook you up with his guy, or
you
have somebody completely different?
Yeah, I work with Cameron McCormick in Dallas. He's Jordan Spieth's coach. And my dad's never really taught me. He maybe taught me the fundamentals early, but we think very differently when it comes to the swing. And what works for him normally doesn't work for me. So he doesn't help me that much. He'll just say it looks good. even when I'm struggling. But it's he's always there for support mentally.
What was the story of the round today?
Look, there wasn't really much of a Cinderella story today. it was more about just kind of keeping in play, getting in the right side of the greens. Even though there was quite a lot of birdie chances out there, you still had to hit the shots today. I was pretty happy with that, as well as I had a bit of a tough situation on 8. I hit it in the left, hit in the left like haggis, and had to kind of chip it out, and I got up and down from 140-odd meters, so for par. So I was happy with that. So yeah.
Are you traveling with a group from Australia? A couple times in past Western Amateurs, there's been like a group. They travel together, play the tournaments together. Are you part of that traveling group?
Yeah. I'm been traveling with the Golf Australia team. The team's definitely most of the guys are all over here for USAM and stuff like that. We had a national camp in Houston a couple of weeks ago, so we're all there training, and it was a really nice week with all the guys, and got to, you know, pretty much kick back and as well as work on your game as well. So no, it was really good.
Some of the, you know, Australian players that have made it big names in professional golf, Greg Norman and people like that, are these any of these people that you followed growing up, or did they get you interested in golf along the way?
Those guys never really got me into the game. I kind of did that myself, but as playing, Greg Norman, Jason Day, Adam Scott, they were definitely big idols of for juniors coming through playing golf, and you know, really, really good guys with it too. So yeah, look, it's just one of those things. I just kind of picked it up young and just kind of really enjoyed it from there on.
Have you ever had a chance to meet them, talk to them? Do they ever talk to your group?
I've met Adam Scott once. I haven't met Jason Day. Haven't met Greg Norman, but no, they might do some stuff with Golf Australia and stuff like that, but for what I'm aware, I haven't experienced any of that yet.
Are you in school there, or are you done with it?
No, I've graduated high school August last year, so I've been out for a year now, and just kind of, you know, touring amateur, just playing as much as I can. Yeah, so which is good.
Do you have any opportunities to come play for American College, or does that interest you at all?
Yeah. Look, at the moment, there's a. I'm just still debating whether I want to stay in Australia or not, and or play over here. Lamar University is definitely an option at the moment, but I'm still kind of not 100% sure whether I'm going to do that or not yet. So,
how old are you, Harrison?
19.
And just kind of kept it rolling from there. I started on the back nine, so I knew 10 through 14 are kind of gettable holes. And then you turn and you play 15, 16, 17, which are really tough. So getting 400 through 5 is really good for me. And then making my pars on 15, 16, I bogeyed 17, but I got it back on 18. So, you know, 32 out is good. And then kept it going, kept it rolling. You know, I hit a lot of fairways today, which is kind of the key for me around here, because in the fairway you can attack some of these pins. The greens are just soft enough to where you can get at these pins. But yesterday, for example, when I shot 76, I was hacking out of the bushes or behind trees pitching out, and so that was really the difference for me today.
How much did you know about Rich Harvest before the Western Amateur? You ever played here, been here before?
Never even heard of it, but it's awesome. I mean, this is an incredible place, and hearing the story about how Mr. Rich, you know, came to build the course and has so much property out here, and from what I hear, it's super exclusive and it's always in good shape, so I'm glad we're out here playing.
What more about you? What have you been doing before you got to Rich Harvest Farms?
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty busy summer for me. I played the Sahali Players Championship and then the SCJ Amateur. And then I qualified for USAM and then just got done with Pac Coast, where I played well and won there, which is actually at our home course for school, which is awesome. So I won there and then I came
here.
Pac Coast Championship.
Oh, Pacific Coast.
Pacific Coast Championship. I won by 2 over Bo and Mav, so that was fun.
So you just qualified for the U.S. Amateur, so do you go home for a week and come back for Olympia Fields, or do you stay in Chicago for a while?
Yeah, no, I go home for a week about, and I'll practice home, and then I'll come over and get ready. I've heard that course is long, and the rough is pretty tough, so I'm excited about the challenge.
So your home, your college's home course is
Eugene Country Club.
Eugene?
Yep.
So you're part of the Casey Martin Brigade out there, right?
I am, yep.
And where are you from, Aaron? What's your home?
I'm from Lake Elsinore, California.
Where is that?
Just north of Temecula, kind of right in between LA and San Diego.
Okay. There you go. Carlsbad-ish.
So
La Jolla-ish?
30 minutes north of Carlsbad.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am 19. Cool. I'll be a sophomore this year.
Did you have a good freshman season?
I did. It was fun. Won two tournaments, so it was good.
So what do you do on weekends? Do you get in the car and drive for a couple hours and go hang out at Bandon Dunes and things like that?
No, I've never actually been down to Bandon, so I kind of stay in the Eugene area and pretty much practice as much as possible. So.
And Eugene Country Club is a great golf course, and obviously it's probably a great place to practice on and prepares you for the different places around the country that your team plays.
Definitely. Up there we have three different courses. We play mostly at Eugene, but we can also play at Shadow and Emerald. The thing I like about it is there are three different styles of golf, kind of. One, Shadow Hills is a dogleg, short kind of position golf course. Eugene's just, you know, a championship golf course. It's tough. And then Emerald is actually probably the hardest out of the three we play, just narrow and long. And so between the three of them, you know, we can find the right course to prepare for tournaments we go to and use that as kind of an advantage for us.
You know, a lot of people know your coach probably just because of his legal battles with the golf cart, but what kind of coach is he and what kind of influence has he been on you as a player and how has he helped your game?
Oh, he's been an incredible influence. I wouldn't be where I am after my freshman year in college without him. He's such an inspiration and a role model, not only on the course but off the course. And I think not only just in me but in the rest of our team, he really instills the right values and makes us do the right things throughout life.
Awesome. So how do you approach it? You just try to, you have a game plan, I'm sure, set up at this point, and you hope it goes out and works in the next phase of the stroke play tomorrow?
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to take it easy for the rest of the day, and tomorrow's going to be a long day playing 36 holes out here. So just got to rest and be physically and mentally prepared for tomorrow's round.
Yeah, any putts to fall, but other than that, if I can just roll in a couple of putts here and there, I'd be ready for Olympia.
What's your handle on Rich Harvest Farms as a golf? I mean, I know you saw it on the media day. Did you ever feel comfortable out here? I know some people this place works better for than others.
You know, it's never the golf course's fault, obviously. I mean, it is a difficult track, and everything has to line up correctly in order for you to play well here, and unfortunately it wasn't that way for me, and it's all right. You know, got a big tournament in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. So
what
gotta get ready
for
that.
What did you shoot?
I shot one over. One over.
Got it down, man.
I mean, I was playing well. I think I had like 7 birdie putts inside of 15 feet and only made one. So that it just literally could not make a putt and got around the back nine and started hitting it a little bit looser and started making like 15 footers for par. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, it was just one of those weeks where every time I needed to make a putt and get the round going, it didn't go in. And, you know, it's just one of those weeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not playing the rest of the week, and you may not be, what do you do now between here and Olympia Fields?
Well, I mean, like I said, today my putter let me down, so it looks like I'm going to have a lot of extra time to putt. So, but try not to get too down on myself. You know, it is a tough tournament, and I guess one way to look at it is I have more time to prepare because obviously I wasn't ready for this one. And Olympia Fields is just as difficult, and now we're playing two different golf courses, so you really have to be on top of your game, and I'll just have more time to prepare and try to get everything lined up so that at the USAM I'll be ready.
I'm assuming you've played Olympia Fields before, yes. and whether how much you've been down there or not, how do you prepare for the U.S. Amateur?
Well, we were lucky. We got to play the Olympia Fields tournament for the Fighting Illini last year, so we got to see it in competition, which I think is a huge deal. You know, coming out to Rich Harvest, it was, you know, seeing the golf course a couple of times was nice, but, like, you just don't know how it will play in competition. I mean, I literally, when I first came out here, I was like, well, one over par is going to win, I feel like, the way I play today. But, you know, Olympia Fields, just to get a feel for it. Yeah, the conditions were wet when we played it, but to still, like, some of the putts we had and the numbers we were getting, like, I'll draw off of those experiences a little bit. So, you know, I kind of have in mind what I want to do there.
I definitely have a game plan. It's just a matter of trying to get my game to the point where I can execute it.